Welcome back to Inside High School Sports here on ESPN Chattanooga 95.3. We're rocking and rolling with you until 3 o'clock, and now we get an opportunity to talk to the head boys basketball coach for Silverdale Baptist. He is also the assistant athletic director and former Lion College standout player. The Seahawks are 14-0 on the season, 3-0 in the district. Welcome in to Inside High School Sports. Mr. Slater Ballou here with us on Inside High School Sports. Coach, welcome in. Man, right before the holidays, you've been at Silverdale Baptist a little over 9 years now. And, you know, I wanted to start off the conversation just asking you about all of your basketball experience. And in your mind, what has changed most about the game and the players between when you started and where you're at now, 9.5 years down the road?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me. It's always good to hear and listen to coaches around the area and highlighting basketball around the area. I think it's always important. But probably the one thing that's changed for me, especially here at Silverdale, is just continuing to get great athletes here at the school. This is the first year that, I've told quite a few news people this, but no offense to other teams, but this is probably my highest basketball IQ team that we have had, which shows through our record. But basically, just our biggest team. I think that's the one thing that mainly stands out as I look back at my 9 years, 10 years total being here, but 9 years as a head coach through all my teams here at Silverdale.
All right, as we go here through the year and your coaching experience, and I mentioned your playing career at Lion College, how much do you pull from your own college playing experience with coaching now?
Definitely a lot. There's the coaching profession. You steal and pull from every direction and every which way that you find things that you think that could impact your program. So definitely pull things from Coach Jenkins, who is my coach at Lion College. And then just random things that you see, random practices and games that you go to. I was fortunate enough. I'm an Arkansas fan, Razorbacks, unfortunately, in this sea of orange that I live in now. But I'm fortunate enough to go to a practice during the fall and attend an exhibition game versus Purdue. And it sort of just brought to light some things that I haven't done before, some practice habits, preparation habits that that I needed to instill within our program here at Silverdale. That's really brought to light this year, and I think it's helped us.
Slater Ballou, the head boys basketball coach and assistant athletic director at Silverdale Baptist. Now, speaking of Arkansas, look, they've had some good basketball teams there. Coach Muss is obviously one of the better ones in the country, and you mentioned going to a practice and attending the scrimmage and whatnot and the exhibition match, but have you actually gotten an opportunity at all to sit down and ever talk to Coach Musselman?
Yeah, the shoot around that we went to, a buddy of mine, Wallace Foster, who's now the coach at Grace Baptist Academy, we were actually the only high school head coaches in the arena.
Wow.
So I got to talk to Coach Muss for about 15 minutes after, pick his brain a little bit, and then he invited us back to the shoot around. So so that was the practice before the game. And then he invited us back to shoot around the next day. And it just brings to light the preparation that those guys need for a top five matchup with Purdue, that we can't do at the same level that we're at now with high school players and just all the things that high school athletes and young men have to do. But definitely took some nuggets from them, some practice habits, just some film stuff during practice, breakdown of certain situations that we definitely use throughout the first 14 games of our season.
Slater Ballew hanging with us here, the Silverdale Baptist head boys basketball coach on Inside High School Sports. Now, I mentioned that you're also the assistant athletic director for the past 3 years. How did that come about, and what's that experience been like for you as the assistant AD?
Yeah, definitely a blessing to be at Silverdale. Just the values and the just the character that Silverdale has. I'm actually a graduate of Silverdale, so coming home and being in the same building that sort of changed my life has been a godsend for me and my family. But sports, of course, have always been a big part of my life growing up. So being able to stick a foot into the athletic department early on, helping during my early career at Silverdale, and then given the opportunity to become an assistant AD and do a lot of the sports information stuff here at Silverdale has definitely been a dream come true. So
you mentioned that Silverdale sort of you graduated from there and it changed your life. How in what way did it? Do you feel like your experience at Silverdale as a student athlete changed your life?
Definitely. I always tell people that come on tours, this is the first place when my family came down and I visited, the love and the support, that you could feel through the hallways. Coach Woods, was able to pray with me, which I never had a coach that prayed with me. Just the love that you see from teachers and the care that they have for their students and the coaches that pour in, not only on the court and on the field, but just in life in general, is incredible. And I'm not saying that the other schools don't do that, but I'm here at Silverdale, so I see it on a daily basis. Just the eternal impact that Silverdale has on multiple lives is something that you don't find at every place.
Slater Ballew again hanging with us here, our guest on Inside High School Sports. Now, how have you taken what that experience that you had, and how have you been able to sort of manifest it and give it back and sort of impart your experience on your players? I assume that you take, obviously, that responsibility, you hold that in high regard.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what drew me back to Silverdale. I wanted to make the same impact on players that coaches and teachers had on me while I was here. So definitely don't take that lightly. It's a stressor that I challenge our coaches with within the boys basketball program. That at the end of the day, of course, we want to win ball games. Of course, we want to do well on the court, have successful basketball players that play in college and go beyond. But at the end of the day, we want these young men to be godly employers, godly fathers, godly sons, godly friends, and just make an eternal impact within our community and even outside of our community, wherever our athletes or our students go, for the gospel of Christ, which is a key part of what we believe here at Silverdale.
It's outstanding. All right, let's talk a little bit about the season that y'all are having now. You guys have started, as I mentioned, 14-0 and 3-0 in the district. Now, first of all, tell me a little bit about the makeup of this team. You mentioned that they have as high a basketball IQ as you've ever been around before in terms of coaching. So tell me a little bit about some of those guys that make up this team.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a large group that came back from last year. We lost three great seniors from last year, but a really good core coming back. So this summer, I knew that we needed a little challenge this summer. So we faced some great competition, sort of as a barometer to see where we were at as a program and as a boys basketball team. So we definitely challenged ourselves. We went to BCAT. We went to UAH's team camp, played some of the top teams in Alabama, which was good to see. Some state caliber teams played Pope John Paul this summer at UTC's team camp. So definitely challenged us, but these guys have risen to the occasion. These guys have been hungry ever since the end of last season. I think they saw the potential at the end of last season to see the future that we could have within our program. But it starts with our seniors. I mean, Brett Wright, who's arguably one of the best players in the area. Followed by Houston Holland, which I think Houston doesn't get the attention that Kennedy and Brett get, but definitely a solid player for us. I mean, Brett, Houston, and Kennedy both average over 13 points a game. So when you have three guys averaging 16, 13, and 17, you can rely on these guys that have been within our program for a lot of things as a coach. So, but then you got Elijah Richardson, who is a senior point guard for us, that is a good leader within our locker room that challenges these guys. And then we have Caden McGraw, who's a good post player for us that gives us solid minutes off the bench.
Now, your last game, you guys won against Azeal Harding 66-56. Tell me a little bit about that matchup, because I know they're a good team, and that was a good win for y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely were looking forward to that matchup. A really good team coming out of Nashville. I told our guys it's a top 10 matchup in the state of Tennessee as far as Division II single A. So I'm definitely looking forward to we were looking forward to getting them on our home court and just sort of gauging where we were at, because we faced Webb Bellbuckle in our Thanksgiving tournament, mm-hmm. who's a really good team out of the Nashville area, which is a Division II single A team. But Ezel didn't disappoint. They're a really good ball club. Have a really good point guard that could play definitely at the next level. So it was good to see them before Christmas. Didn't really have a lot of expectations because you know everyone's trying to knock off or be the first win mm-hmm. On an undefeated season. So we just continue to challenge our guys to be 1-0 every single day, to be hungry, to not lose that position to where we used to be as a program, fighting for wins every single day, and be that underdog that that a lot of teams try to simulate. But our guys have done a good job buying in, at least for the first two parts of the season, which we've sort of broken our season off into four parts. First part being before Thanksgiving, second part being from Thanksgiving to Christmas, third part being from Christmas to end of the season, and then fourth part being postseason.
Visiting with Slater Ballew here on Inside High School Sports, couple minutes more. All right, so you guys have an upcoming holiday tournament coming up next weekend against or at Saudi Daisy. It's the Saudi Daisy Christmas Classic. You guys will be playing CSLA, and you have kind of a bunch of time off between here with the holidays. First of all, talk to me a little bit about how y'all are handling the elongated kind of break and time off from playing, and then tell me a little bit about playing in that tournament at Saudi Daisy.
Yeah, absolutely. We've given our guys quite a bit of break just because I don't want them to get burnt out, mm-hmm. and we want them to continue to be hungry. So this week they've been off. We've had open gyms yesterday, today, and tomorrow, just for guys that are in town that want to get some shots up. We're fortunate enough to have four to five shooting machines here at school. So we put those up in the gym, and they've come in and gotten 300 to 400 to 500 shots, which has been awesome the past 2 days, and then I'm looking forward to tomorrow. But just looking to enjoy this Christmas time, have them enjoy Christmas time with family, be a kid, because at the end of the day, these guys are 15 to 18 year old, so of course they still need to be a kid and enjoy high school from that side. But then come December 26th and 27th, it's go time. It's part three of the season. It's back to square one. It's the same intense practices that we started this year at to prep for games on the 28th, 29th, and 30th at Soddy.
Beautiful. Well, I can't wait to see how you guys fare. It's going to be good to have a little time off around Christmas with the family, with the friends, all that good stuff. Slater Ballou, again, has been our guest. He is the Silverdale Baptist head boys basketball coach and assistant athletic director out there as well. The Seahawks, as I've mentioned, 14-0, 3-0 in the district, off to a great start this season. Coach, continued success. Thank you so much for allowing us to kind of get a little inside look into you, into your background, and your team this year.
Yeah, thanks for having us, and it's always a joy to spotlight Silverdale, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
You as well, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks.